We are at in Simen Pei Tes in Hilchas Tefillah. We're up to Sif Ches, the very last Sif. We'll be doing that, as well as the first three Sifim of Simen Sadi. B'sha'as Hadchak, the Machaber says, Shetzorech lahashkim l'derech, a person has got to go out to the road, Yochol lihispalel misha'ola amud ha'shachar. From Alos ha'shachar, he's allowed to daven. V'yamtin milikros krishma ad she'yagia zmano. Whereas, with regard to Kriyashma, so the Zman Kriyashma is only Nishayakir, at a point that you would recognize a friend who's not too close from four amas away. And before that, you couldn't. So what do you do? The Ramah says, Im Efshal Olikros Kriyashma Laderach Danesh Yiskabma Posek Rishon Kamoshin is Bar Liel. If he will be able to concentrate and say Shema somewhere on the road, so the halacha is he should say Shmona Esrei first from after Alos HaShachar, say Shema later when the Zman Kriyashma comes. V'yafal pi she'eino somach gula l'tfila, even though he is not saying Shmona Esrei right after Shema, he's not saying Shmona Esrei, he's not being makan the mitzvah of being masma gula l'tfila, hachi odif tve, she yispal b'veso mi umod, bima she yispal b'zmano v'umaalech v'yisma gula l'tfila. You're better off davening at home without being somagul l'tfilah and standing for Shmoneh Esrei rather than davening when the right time comes when you're on the road and sitting on an animal. Now, there are really two different halachas here, and it's easy to confuse the two. The first thing is a halacha that the Mishnah Berurah brought up before, and that is that from Alos HaShachar and on, although one is not supposed to daven Shmoneh Esrei till Nates, that is only under normal circumstances. Whereas, if someone has got to leave, he's going out to the road, there's a group of people traveling and they're not going to wait for him, the halachi is for him, the lechatchila zman tefillah is from Alos HaShachar. The halacha that you're supposed to wait until Nates is only under normal circumstances. For someone who's got to leave early, the halachi is that his ikar zman tefillah is from Alos HaShachar. That's the lechatchila. Meaning, in this situation, that is a lechatchila. Now there's another problem. The problem is that the Zman Kriyashma doesn't come until later. The Zman Kriyashma is only Mishayakir. Mishayakir is only when it gets a lot lighter than just Heir Pnei HaMizrach, which is Alos HaShachar. So what do you do for that? That's a bidiyevit. So here we have a question. What is more important? To say Gula together with Tfilah, to be Masma Gula L'Tfilah, say Kriyashma just before Shmoneh Esrei, but you're going to end up davening Shmoneh Esrei sitting down because you're traveling, or should you say Shmoneh Esrei at home before Zman Kriyashma, and this way you'll be able to say it standing up? So the Machaber is paskening that it is more important to stand for Shmoneh Esrei than to be Masmich Gula L'Tfilah. This is the Psak of the Machaber. The Ramah added that that's only if you're going to be able to concentrate on Kriyashma when you're on the road. What if you're not going to be able to concentrate? So there it's called a Shas HaTchak, where the halachi is that as long as you don't do this regularly, the Shas HaTchak, you are allowed to say Shema also after Alos HaShachar, although it is not yet Mishayakir. But if you could concentrate, the Ramah is still going along with the Machaber Shita, that standing for Shmoneh Esrei overrides being Masmich Gula L'Tfilah. The Mishnah Berurah says that the Minhag HaOlam is to consider Gula L'Tfilah more important than standing for Shmoneh Esrei, that the Minhag is that if you're leaving so early that you're not going to be able to say Shema and Shmoneh Esrei beginning with the Zman of Mishayakir, then you don't daven before you leave, you daven on the road sitting. So the Minhag HaOlam is to go against the Mechaber and hold that being Masmich Gula L'Tfilah is more Choshev than standing for Shmoneh Esrei, and therefore one daven sitting on, in that case it was sitting on an animal, rather than, and be Masmich Gula L'Tfilah, rather than just daven first and say Kriyashma later. Now the Mishnah Berurah gives us a few similar cases. First of all, he says that what happens if you can daven beforehand, but you're going to have to start davening before Mishayakir and you can't put your tefillin on yet. Meaning you have enough time to just fit in Kriyashma and Shmoneh Esrei after Mishayakir, but you don't have time to also put on tefillin. So he says, well, if you have the time, then what you could do is put the tefillin on just before Yotzer Or, or if there's a minyan just before Baruch Hu. Otherwise, he says, you can put your tefillin on earlier and make a bracha on the tefillin at the Zman of Mishayakir just before you start Yotzer Or. So that the Mechaber is talking about a situation where you have to, where you're not, you don't have enough time to say Shema and Shmona Esrei before Mishayakir. If you do, and the only issue is tefillin, you could always put the tefillin on first before the Zman, just make a bracha on them, being the Mashmesh tefillin, and making a bracha on them once the Zman comes. Now, what happens if someone's already on the road? He's traveling, and he was traveling, say, all night. And the Zman Krishma is there already. And the question is, should he continue riding and say Krishma and Shmona Esrei, or wait until he gets home? So the Mishnah Berurah says, if he is afraid that he's going to miss Zman Krishma, he should only say Krishma without the brachas while he is riding. When he gets home, though, he should say the brachas with Krishma and Shmona Esrei. Because there's no reason why he should be davening sitting down if he could daven later and standing up. And once he's going to do that, then he wants to be masmach gula l'tefillah. His only problem is he's going to miss Zman Krishma. For that, he should say Krishma without its brachas while he is writing. With regard to the nighttime, so the halacha is that if he's traveling and he knows that although right now he's sitting and he cannot stand up to daven, he knows that he's going to be getting into wherever he's sleeping overnight, say a hotel, he's going to get there at night. So the halacha is that he should wait until he gets there to daven, unless he is really afraid that he may come after Alos HaShachar, in which case he should obviously daven while he is traveling and sitting down, because you're better off davening sitting down than davening Marv after Alos HaShachar. Simen Sadi. Mokom haroi lispal imatzibur v'dina holok b'derech. So the Mechaber begins, ha-mispalol lo yamod al gabe mita. A person who davens should not stand on top of a bed. V'lo al gabe kisei, not on top of a chair. V'lo al gabe safsol, not on top of a bench. Now, what is this halacha? This halacha is that we are afraid that the person is going to be nervous when he is standing on there, that he may tip over, in which case he's not going to have kavanah for his davening. So the Ramah says, "Afilu einam gvoim gimel," even if they're not three tefachim high. Nevertheless, since these are things that can tip over, these are things where the person can fall off them and get hurt, we say that the person is not free to concentrate solely on davening. He will also be concentrating on not falling. V'lo al gabe mokum gavoa. Also not on top of a part of the ground that's higher. Now, what's wrong with that? Now, a mokum gavoa is not a place that you're afraid of falling off. That means the ground goes up a little bit. What's wrong with that? That's because in tefillah, we learn out of the pasuk, Miman makim krasicha Hashem, you're always supposed to be calling out to Hashem from a lower place. Ella im kain hoya zokein ochola, unless he was old or not well, and for some reason he has to. O shahaya kavanoso lashmiya litzibur, or he is the shliach tzibur. Meaning, if you're talking about an older person who happens to be sitting there, and it's difficult for him to walk away, so he's allowed to daven in a higher place, or a shliach tzibur. So the case of the shliach tzibur, the pashtus, is talking about a makom gavoa. How about a shliach tzibur davening on top of a chair in order that everybody hear him? So that the Mishnah Berurah brings a machlokus, whether or not we can be matir pachad, fear, a place where you can't concentrate, for the sake of the tzibur hearing. Meaning, do we do away with the halacha of mima makim for the sake of the tzibur hearing? Or do we even do away with the halacha that it's also to stand in a place that you may not be able to have enough kavana? Now, the Magen Avraham brings down that the minig is that the shliach tzibur actually davens from a lower place because of mima makim. And you find there are some shuls where the place that the chazan stands, the omud, is actually, or at least the floor just in front of the omud, is sunken a bit, so that he's makayim imamakim. The source is this Magen Avraham. Says the Mechaber now, Shir makim gavoa shamru gimel tfachim. This is only when it is three tefachim high. This is talking about a makom gavoa. Remember, in the case of the mita, kisei, and safsol, the height is irrelevant. Once you're standing on an object where you may fall off, it doesn't make a difference how low it is. It is still aser. Whereas in the case of a makom gavoa, you're on solid ground. There's no fear. The only problem is mima makim. It's got to be three tefachim high for us to say that that goes against mima makim. Hoya gavoa gimel. What happens if it is three tefachim high? So the problem is that it's not mima makim, but it is 4 by 4 amis. Hareyu kualia. This is like another floor. It's as if you're in a loft. It's as if you're in another floor, in another level altogether. That's not a lack of mima makim. Mima makim means that it should be low. It should not be higher than the rest of the place that you are. But if it is dalet al dalet, it's 4 by 4 amis and a three tefachim high, we call this a whole new level altogether, and this level is not higher than the rest of it, because it is it. You can't be higher than the rest of your environment. This becomes your new environment. Also, if it was surrounded by walls, even though it's not 4 by 4 amis, we don't see this as a higher place. It is instead a separate place altogether. Further, yes, the Mishnah Berurah mentioned, so if they build a new bima, and it's not 4 by 4 amis, but they build a bima in the shul, and they didn't yet get to put a fence around it, he says you shouldn't daven there, because it's elevated, it's not 4 by 4 amis, and it doesn't have a mechitza around it. And of course, the same would go for a shul that has such an amud without a mechitzas. Altogether, where there's no fence around it. So there, if it's three tefachim high, it's not 4 by 4 amis, the halach would be that you don't daven Shmoneh Esrei there lechatchila because of mima makim. Gimel. Ha'umnim. She'osim malacha la'balabayis. Workers that are doing malacha for a balabayis. Yecholim lehispalol barosh hazayis or barosh hata'ena. They are allowed to daven atop an olive tree or a fig tree. Ve'ein bazeh mishum lo yaman al gabei magen gavoh v'yispalel. This is not considered a problem of magen gavoh. Why is that? The kivin sh'olo lasos malachtam heve kamo sh'olo la'aliyah. It's as if you're on another floor to do your malacha. So Chazal were mekel in order that they not be mevatel the work of the balabayas, because if they're going to go down and have to climb up again, they're going to be wasting his time. U'bishari lanos tzrichim leirid. This is only for an olive and fig tree. Why is that? Why not the other trees? Vatam shenishtana hazayis mishari lanus, mipnei sheyeshlem anofim harbe. Since the zayis and the te'ena have many branches, a person is not so scared, because there's another branch right under you and another branch right under that. Yosu mishari lanus. V'yesh torah godol bal yosom viridosom. Not only that, but it's also more difficult to go up and down, because you can't just climb from one to another. There are a lot of other branches in the way. They're very thick trees. V'yizbat lumi malachtam. And they're going to end up being butler for malacha. L'fikach amru shizpal lusham. That's why they said they should daven there. Aval shali lanis teleka bitl yerdu. In other malachas where it's not so much of a bitl, they should come down. U'balabayis, this is all for the workers because of the bitl of the malacha of the balabayis. Balabayis afil marosh hazayis v'atena, even on top of an olive or fig tree, Sorach layer lizpal, he has to go down and daven. The eno meshubid lemalacha shuber shazatzmo. He is his balabayas. He's not being mafsid anyone else's malacha. V'mheikilu eitzel pol l'mipnei bitl malacha. If they were makel from workers because of bitl malacha, lo heikelu eitzel balabayas. They weren't makel for a balabayas. So in an olive or a fig tree where it takes longer to come down, Chazal said, don't be mevatel his time. For a balabayas, they did not have the balabayas himself. They said, be mevatel your time and go daven.